You still had to haul them out or pull them out by hand.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time you could haul them out.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you'd have to reach down there and pull it out of your hand if it was too close to your cotton or you couldn't get to it. No. But you weeded it with your hand and the hoe together. They didn't have no chemicals now. See, they do now. That's
the
difference is in
it. Yeah, that's, uh-huh.
Now, I have my granddaughter's husband raises cotton. He'll drop it. And then they use a chemical on the ground. And they don't ever have no wheat, and they don't have no grass, and he'll drop it, and they don't have to thin it.
Uh-huh.
She tickled me first time she actually married. She said she was cutting cotton.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never heard tell of cutting cotton, though. I always talked about hoeing cotton.
Hoeing cotton was what she caught it.
And, but over there somewhere now, she formed the idea they was cutting cotton. What they were doing, they were thinning out those hills.
Uh-huh.
And she called it cutting cotton.
Well, what kinds of weeds did they have? What were some of the weeds?
Well, a long time ago, I have a night. They were mostly, I don't know about too much about the weeds, but you know the careless weeds and the barnyard weed was what that grew in the crops, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow big and tall, and they're big leaf weed.
Mm-hmm.
Except the thing is the kookaburras. Kookaburras was bad too.
Uh-huh.
That's what that grew in fields now. Bad. Uh-huh. They're bad in fields now, and they accumulate fast.
Uh-huh.
And they really, but they had all kinds of weeds and a little bitty weed seed, real
uh-huh.
small, you know, maybe mustard seed now. And your fields are full of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we use chemical now all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, on that, it would mean he put chemical on that ground before we planted them.
Oh, yeah. We did, before he even ever planted them.
They want to, because there's some weeds out there, mostly morning glory. No,
mm-hmm.
They got morning glory out there. You can't hardly do anything with it morning glory. It's been plowed twice, but they can't do much with it morning glory.
Oh, it's been plowed twice already.
They were plowing yesterday. After you left, I guess, they come
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get through yesterday, but he was plowing. Oh, yeah, you used to plow with one row at a time with a cultivator.
With a cultivator.
And you'd be walking along there behind holding two plows, you know, one or two handles. One in each hand, and you could gauge them like that back and forth.
With
and
two, and you'd have one plow on each hand?
Well, they were fastened onto a frame, you know. That was a cultivator with two wheels on it.
I see.
And you have your team hooked onto it. It'd be just like a wagon or just like anything with a tongue in it, and they'd pull it. They'd pull it, and you'd have your plows fixed on there, and it was all fixed there, and you'd drive along there and walk. It was a walking outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they'd come out with a riding cultivator, and you'd assemble the same thing, only you'd got them with your feet.
Oh.
You'd have places where you put your feet down, and you could push it out, where you had a gauge that helped it so far apart
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't get into your rowing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know Daddy had one, but he never did like that riding cultivator, even if it was easy to ride.
Mm-hmm.
He always did the walk where he could pull those plows in and out by hand.
Mm-hmm.
But now the first they come here with little Georgia stalks, that's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that Georgia come in from, unless it come out of Georgia or somewhere else, that's just a name. But
and it was called Georgia?
Georgia stalks, they just little wooden, and make them at the blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
And you go down one side road with a plow on it, with one mule, and you dirt up that side road, and you get down the other end, you come back down the other side. And then when you did that, you had dirt pile up around you, cotton, corn, or whatever you was planting on both sides. That's after you hold it, you know, and got it cleaned out. And you did that all during the year until you come time to pick it. But don't do like the nigger done.
What was that?
Well, he had a lot of grass in his cotton on, so some fellow on the road said, "Hey, Uncle," says, "did you know how to get that grass out of cotton?" He said, "No." He said, "How you get out?" He says, "Set it far with a match, and it'll burn all that grass out, and then you can pick your cotton."
Oh.
And he just goes on, though. He said, "You know," said, "bless good, and he come back out and he had burned off."
Oh.
But I have not. It just got caught afar. He sure out there, that nigga knew better than that. He said it far.
That's funny.
But he just thick, there's just no sense. And then, you know, said he did set it far, too. And he burned that grass out of that cotton. You know, he burned all the cotton up, too.
That's right. Cultivator, and then you had this Georgia stocks. What other kind of plows did they have?
Well, see, the old timey plows, or the old plows, mule plows. We had